By some accounts, more than 1 million words exist in the English language. These words are the building blocks of communication, but how we use these words can make the difference between spurring growth and goodwill or tearing down relationships in life. That's the experience Keep Farmers Farming Legacy Director Alan Hoyer has noted when working with hundreds of families over the years on transitioning their farms and ranches to the next generation.
Everybody in their minds have this perfect picture of how this should go. And I can tell you that it is so full of imperfection that it can literally bring the worst out of the best people, because things aren't just going like everybody thought they would. And as a result, people say things that become conflict. And I'm just telling everybody, just breathe, just slow down and breathe for a second, because it's so much easier to reconcile the words of conflict that don't come out of your mouth than the words that do.
Hoyer has witnessed the fallout of hurtful language. He encourages families working together to be intentional with their words, keeping in mind the positive communication needed to build a business and sustain a loving family. If conversations become supercharged and emotions take over, he says harsh words must be reconciled.
It's a big word for a small word called an apology, but it's so important that everybody finds the words that actually creates that reconciliation that fits their personality and the people around them, so that it's sincere.
The Keep Farmers Farming Legacy team can guide families through the emotional imperfections of generational transition. Learn more at sdagfoundation.org. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.